That's what we've got. But you see, this Bible also said some other things King James put in here. You got to know King James. You got to know that sneaky devil. He put in there, slave, servant, obey your master. So if you got a good master, be thankful. If you have a bad master, endure him. Says, women, keep silent in all the churches. Suffer not a woman to speak. There's a lot of bad medicine in there if you don't have the Spirit. If you don't have the Spirit to guide you, you are in much trouble. It says in there, it's got lies put in there in the mouth of the apostles saying, whatever state you find yourself in, therewith be content. Whether slave or free. It said, if you've got a good master, I'm talking about the book. It said, if you've got a good master, be thankful. But if you've got a bad master who kills your children, rapes your wife, endure him. It's in the book. That's why you've got to have the Spirit to lead you and guide you in all truth. And in the closing, I'll offer you this little booklet so you can read for yourself. If you can't pay for it, I'll give it to you. And I'll give you just one little quote from it. If you don't believe me, you go home and read The Age of Reason by the founder of this country. He told you all the lies of King James. You go home and you get Mark Twain, who was a white man who still had a wonderful field nigger heart. He told all the truth about the Bible. Whole book called The Letters from the Earth. You better get those truths, because you've got to take the truth from a lie. Said King James was the one who wrote the Bible. Yes, but he was also the one that sent the good ship Jesus to Africa to bring our first people back in as slaves. He owned slaves. He killed slaves. He murdered even his own family. He was a drunk, and he was a child molester. King James, I'm talking about King James, because King James, some of you thought that was James, the brother of Jesus. It was the King of England. Now, I know it's heavy, heavy, heavy. And I wish I didn't have to tell you. But if I don't tell you, then you'll be lost. It was too late when they come rapping on your door some night, like they did the Japanese, and yank you out like I know one precious woman in San Fernando Valley. Before my time, they took her out. Her two sons were fighting for the American soldiers of the service. They jerked her out, and she said, can I take a picture of my sons? I said, no. They put her in a truck and locked her in a boxcar and sent her to the desert of Colorado. And she spit her stomach out piece by piece with cancer. And they wouldn't even give her an aspirin tablet. And her son fought right through and got the Purple Heart. But all the farm was taken away, 1,000 acres, when he got home. There was no land. So I'm telling you, if you don't like it, that's your problem. I am in the truth business. Not in the Cadillac driving. I'm not in the church building, the form of God in this building. I'm not building for churches and having all these churches in every block. All these churches ought to get themselves together, because each one of them could have a service. If they want, all these preachers have to, they don't want to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning like the rest of us and work, then they could share one building and they could have a 7 o'clock service, 8 o'clock service, a 9 o'clock service. You could put the Baptists and Holiness, all of them, in one service. But what do? We take all of our money. We made money. We worked hard. But where is our money? Where is black people's money? Look up and down Broad Street. It's in these big old churches. That's where it's at. They're going to use that Bible against you in the last day, just like they did the Union of South Africa. That's how they got the black people to go into the deserts at first. They went in and Christianized them with the form of godliness, the letter that kills. And they then rounded them up, because they said, it says, obey those that rule, have rule over you. Now, you know that's not right. Say, well, now, I saw roots, I saw, let me tell you, you didn't see nothing. You heard all these people praying and singing, but Harriet Tubman that brought us freedom, Harriet Tubman was sitting in a church meeting, and I do have to say this. She was sitting in a church meeting, and her husband would listen to all this, and he was sitting there, and she'd had her back broken by the slave master's rod. They'd never let her read. They'd never let her write. You know who she is. We ought to know who she is. She's the one that started the freedom train and brought us the first freedom. The old jackleg was standing up there saying, Obey your husband. Be silent in the church. Obey your master. If you got a good master, be thankful. If you got a bad master, endure him. Obey those that have rule over you. Whatever state you find. She said, I'm tired of this. She said, where are you getting this stuff? Said, what are you doing, woman? Be silent. Said, I won't. Said, why should I listen to you? Said, because the Word of God says it. Says, I can't read nor write. Then if it's the Word of God, anything that's a word can talk. So she said, give me that book. She took that book. She put it up to the left ear. They don't put that in your books. And you can get a little comic book that they'll give to some of the children in some of the black schools, the liberation school, but you don't get this on it. She put it up the left ear. Said, it don't say nothing here. She took it over here and put it in the right ear and said, don't say nothing here. She looked back at Tubman. She said, I've listened to this man all I'm going to. You going with me? Said, I love you, Tubman, but I love freedom more. I'm leaving tonight. I'm going out and I'm going to set my people free. Tubman said, no, I'm not going, woman. You're out of your place. You should be silent. She said, I'm not going to. And she said, I know what I can use this book for because it can't talk. But she said, these thin pages, I can know what I can wipe with them on a cold winter night. Now that's what a woman who was called the Moses of her time said, oh, she's saying spirituals. She's saying spirituals. My friend, you have forgotten your history. What do you think that song was? I said, she sang that song to because she was blessed. She felt a blessing from an unknown God. No, 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 no. Even your Bible tells you don't worship an unknown God. Apostle Paul said anybody who prays to an unknown God that they can't see is ignorant and too superstitious. Said you were blasphemers to worship an unknown God. No, what was she doing? Now we're getting the truth in the last few days. Steal away home. I got long to stay here. It wasn't no song to no ghost or no unknown God. It was a song to the slaves to get on board. The freedom train is coming through. They weren't talking about going up to no streets of gold. That's where you don't understand the teachings of Jesus. He said, the kingdom comes on earth amongst men. He said, build the kingdom of heaven on earth as it was in the imaginary heaven. John said, I see a new heaven coming down out of the sky, coming down as a bride adorned for her husband. Heaven on earth. Jesus said, heaven is within you. Heaven is nigh you. As you think in your mind, so is you. So are you. Where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. He said, when the Spirit of God comes in the new order, he said, you will feed the hungry and clothe the naked and take in the stranger and release the prisoners. He said, that's the way he was going to judge you. Not whether you talked in tongues or was baptized three times forward or were sprinkled or belonged to the Baptist church or the Methodist church or the church of God. That don't mean nothing, friend. You better belong to the Spirit of God. Have that Spirit within you. You better become a living epistle because the Bible will kill you. That kill the killer, the killer, the killer, the Bible, the letter kills. It says, search the Scripture, for in them you just think you have eternal life. But these are they that testify of the living Christ of me, and you will not come that you might have life. You cannot find life in the Scriptures. You've got to find life in you, Christ in you. Christ in you must be your hope of glory. No Christ in the sky, but they got us sick today. They got our brains wrapped up, and they've even got white men doing it, driving out of our neighborhood in their big Cadillacs right here on Broad Street, taking our money, and wouldn't even let us through their back door. I know you don't like this last closing minute. You won't like this little last closing minute. I'm going to say it anyhow. Taking our money, ripping us off, stealing us blind. All because we don't know what the true Scripture really means. We don't have a prophet. And he said, you cannot hear without a prophet. He said, you are saved by the foolishness of preaching. It didn't say you're saved by Bible reading. It said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And said, the Word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. This is the Word. Not on a book, He said, the word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. So the man rips you off and tells you you're going to fly away to 12 gates to the city. City four square. King James has taken those Bible verses and made them so ridiculous, any child would know something's wrong. City four square. Can you imagine all of us going someplace for the rest of eternity in a city that was only four squares? Can you imagine all the folks that have ever died in the faith going to a heaven where there's only 12 gates to the city? You have to start thinking, because they got your mind wrapped up with poison. Say, I don't need to think. Okay, one day you're going to be calling on me. You try to get a hold of me. But you're going to have to call overseas cable. I'll give you the number. It's a long distance call. The cable runs under the ocean. If you want to get us, you're going to have to get us on the cable line. You say, oh, I'll bet you I'm not a gambler, but some of you people don't like me tonight. You hate me. You want me to quit preaching. But one day you're going to say, Jim Jones, will you call? Because this is a church. The church has got to get itself together and build its heaven. Because you can't count on too much what they tell you. You can't count on anything that the white man has given you in his book. And I'll give you this in closing and show you. And this is it. It tells you the birth of Jesus in Matthew, the first chapter, in the 16th verse. It also tells you the same story in Luke, the third chapter, in the 23rd verse through the 34th verse. But something's wrong. One of them tells it different than the other one. Now, if you and I do that, they call one of us a liar. Matthew says Jesus' dad was Joseph. Now, I know some of these churches that want to protect their anniversaries and their preachers and their only buses. You go out here tonight, if you want to go home with us, if you want to go home, if you want to go to freedom, I don't know, some of you may end up out to the port to get onto the best home you ever had, but wherever you want to go, we'll get you to home. Tonight, if you haven't got a dime, we'll put you on that bus. I mean, if you haven't got a dime, I don't care what your condition. I don't care if you've got not a dime. I don't care if you don't have anything in your pocket. Or if you don't have any clothes, we'll get you some clothes. We'll take you home, because we do it in every city. Now say, you better hear this, because you have been lied to. And the thing you've been dependent upon isn't going to happen. Matthew says that Jesus' dad was Joseph. Luke says Jesus' dad was Joseph. But then Matthew says Jesus' granddad was Jacob. Now we got trouble. Because Luke says Jesus' granddad was Heli. Go home and read it. You won't like what you find, I know, but at least when you get through it, you'll feel better. Because we're the healthiest people and the freest people. And I've got folk living 106. I've got preachers down there in the promised land, 102, building sidewalks. And even got new life. One of them got so much life, his wife had to ask me to meditate to hold him down. I won't go into that. He was raised from the dead. You know who I'm talking about, Pop Jackson. Pop Jackson. He was arrested because he was a good man helping poor people. And 97 years of age, they threw him in jail, and his Baptist church would not get him out. I got him out. I said, I'll have him out in 20 minutes, because he was a good man. I got him out. And when I got him out, he was healed. He was raised from the dead later. He had a stroke and raised from the literal dead. Had a broken leg, crippled leg. Now he walks. When I come, I just got back from there. When I step in there, that man is so powerful. He's got so much life, because he's got free from the old dead letter. He's got so much power. He lifts me clear up off the ground and hugs me. And holds me in midair. 102, he'll be 103 this Christmas. And he's no way ready to stop. Not only does he build sidewalks, he can build other things too, if you'd let him. So I know what's working for me. I know what's working for our people. We got people, you may have read in all the black papers across the nation, a woman 110 years of age that was cured of blindness through my ministry. We got them way up there. But this Bible, without a prophet, will lead you to hell. And that's sad, but it's true. Because Matthew says Jesus' granddad is Jacob, but Luke says Jesus' granddad is Heli. Now, one of those preachers wanting to protect his Cadillac will say, one of them was tracing Jesus through Mary. Now, you know better than that. You know better than that, because both of them said Joseph. And you know the Jews back though, there was prejudice then. They trace everything through the man. And so, one of the preachers trying to tell one of the people in Chicago not to come back anymore because he gets a Cadillac and he's got diamonds and everything else. He just ripped the people off. He said, that was just a nickname. You know better than that? Jews don't give their people nicknames. Mary Magdalene, Jesus of Nazareth, Joseph, of Arimathea. They named the man one name and where he came from. What town he came from. You understand what I'm talking about? Jesus, why? Jesus of Nazareth said, but Jesus had two names. No, he didn't. He had one name. Christ is a name that all of you got. Oh, the anointing. That's Christ means the anointing. He said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus, the Christ, meant he came into the fullness of Godship. He came into the fullness of the hundredfold and manifested all the power of being liberated from the dead letter and all the forms of religion. He was a free man. That's why he became Christ. Jesus Christ. And if you were living where you ought to be tonight, you'd be Mabel Christ, and Harry Christ, and James Christ, and Arnold Christ, and Joan Christ, and Ruth Christ, because that means Ruth the Anointed, John the Anointed. I know. You won't hear it because preachers want to keep you giving those Cadillacs. Now, all right. Now, let us just say that it was a nickname, which everybody knows better than that. Matthew says Jesus' granddad was Jacob. Luke says his granddad was Heli. And I'll close here. Matthew says Jesus' great-granddad was Matthan. M-A-T-T-H-A-N. Now we really do have trouble because Luke says it was Mathat, M-A-T-T-H-A-T. One of them spells it one letter different. Say, that don't worry me. It sure does worry me when I'm counting on going someplace by a book. You know, if I took a road map and it told me to take 40 and I'd get to Chicago and I end up in Kansas City, I would put that road map away. What are you saying? I am saying you should do just exactly like Jesus. They came to him and said, it's written, and it is in the old law, Levitical law. He said, man is made for the Sabbath. Chesed, one of his disciples come up and plucked him an ear of corn right on the Sabbath. Started eating it right there. He ate him some fresh popcorn. And they come and said, it's written! Jesus said, I don't care what is written. He said, it's written. The old rabbis, the old Bible scholars said, it's written! Man is made for the Sabbath. Jesus said, I turn it around. He said, the Sabbath is made for man. Everything is made for man. Earth is made for man. They want to get you up there in that sky control. They want to get you looking up. I remember when I came through Los Angeles and they told me the first time I was in Los Angeles, I came by a big church and a man said, I perceive that you're a prophet. I was eating ribs. I don't know what that had to do with it, but I was eating ribs. And he said, I perceive that you're a prophet. He said, you're a preacher. I said, I am. He said, I'm having an anniversary tomorrow morning. I got one of his members in the church here. Where is she at? She's right here somewhere. Right there she is. She was this assistant minister's wife. I messed that church up. She was right there. He said, I know you're a prophet. And he said, the Lord has told me for you to preach at my anniversary. I lowered my glasses. I said, you better be sure. He said, I'm sure. I got in there, and you know how they do on those anniversaries, because I hate those things. I don't believe in those things. I wouldn't take an anniversary. I'd die before I'd take one. I wouldn't take a birthday or a Christmas gift, because it's unholy when people living like most of our people are in these churches don't even have enough to heat themselves, don't have enough decent clothes or food. Then preachers getting anniversaries, pastor's appreciation day, pastor's birthday, pastor's wife tea. That's sin. That's respect of persons. Peace. I got him. He was sitting up there, sitting in his little old chair, and I lowered the boom. I was preaching and had a little old man I never shall forget. Little old man had his white gloves on, ready to take up the offering, ready for the anniversary. He was 80. I don't know what he was at that time. Many maybe remember 80. I guess he's 80s now. Wait, he was 70, but he's way up in his 80s now because he's free. We got him out of it. I kept on preaching. I was preaching about the dead letter, and I was preaching about the letter of the killed, and I was preaching about respect the person, the anniversaries. He just finally took off his glove. Never will forget that little old precious black man. He stood right there over that offering plate and throwed him in. And he said, yes, I wish I'd have heard this little nigger long time ago. He said, for 40 years, he said, I've been taking up anniversaries for preachers. And he said, I've been singing that song, take the whole world and give me Jesus. And he said, they've done taking the whole world and give me nothing but Jesus. And you see, we're not deprecating Christ. No. We're not deprecating Christ. We're not speaking against Christ. You're not to know any man after the flesh, not even Jesus. Forget those things which are behind you. You're to know the Christ in you. You're not to know any more about me than what I can quicken of the Christ in you, the truth. I'm only to be used for the truth. You're only to be used for the truth. But that man got the truth, and he's still alive. But he ain't taking any more offerings. He's taking no more offerings for jacklegs. And that preacher, before I got through that anniversary, that was one of the happiest moments in my life, because there's a lot of suffering in coming into the hundredfold to be crucified. But I look back often on that day, and I think of Minnie and her precious family, because I split that church wide open. He said, the Lord sent me. Well, if the Lord sent me, the Lord tore the place up. Peace. Anyway, he slid down through that chair. You couldn't even see his head when I was through. They didn't even take the plate. There was no money there. The truth will set you free. So you hear what Harriet Tubman said. Nobody going to tell me some lie, obey my master. Nobody going to tell me that I'm to be silent in the church. Nobody's telling me I'm supposed to appreciate a good master or a bad master. I'll be content in whatever state I find myself. No, she said, I'm not listening to that. I'm leaving. And that's what you better do. You better see that your preacher gives you a little bit more than what you've been getting. You better see that there's some apostolic sharing. Some Pentecostal socialism. You better see that there's some communication, real sharing, like you can see seniors here. You can do it. Yes, I'm not good looking. I'm not bright. I'm just an ordinary field nigger. What do? We share. We share. That's why our seniors can travel all over the United States in Greyhound buses that they own. And every church could own them. But the reason they don't own them is because there's too much money being siphoned off for the preachers. The only time most of us get in buses, unless we get in a church that's really living socialism like this is, the only time you ever get in that bus is to go across town. He'll rent a bus to take you across town so he can preach and hold an anniversary service there, so those poor folks, 6 months later, can be bused back to hold an anniversary for him. You know all about it, honey. You know all about it. So now will you shift yourself? I know some of you have endured as much as you can take tonight. Get healed. But you got to have the truth first. Just put your hand on your neighbor. I'll write down any revelation that is private. I won't speak out things that'll embarrass you. And I'm telling you, you can have life. Lots of you can have a great deal more if you just come and go with us, because it's hard for you to know. You know, you have to try the Spirit. I can say a lot of things here tonight, but you come out and see how I live, you'll see how I practice what I preach. I can't go out there. I told you to get on there tonight. We'll hold up the bus long enough. You go home and get your little bit of things. You can take your wraps and put them in a gunny sack and come on with us. Sure do need the truth now. We need to build heaven on earth. We better do something about this earth. I want you to look as you go out and see a little bit of heaven. How much heaven? Not four square. 27,000 acres. Big, beautiful homes. Apostolic communion. Great big dining room. 200 different crops. Mineral streams growing up. No impure air. Never gets cold. Never gets too hot. Ah. I'm talking about a little bit of heaven on earth. Say, I'm waiting. No, I'm going to die to go to heaven. Okay. Each to their own. If you want to think you're going to die, you'll die. But I believe it said, as a man thinketh in his mind, so is he. I'd like to encourage you to think about living. As our hands are clasped, neighbor to neighbor. May the Spirit of revelation move upon the people's minds. More important than anything, not their healing. That's important. But if you don't get your mind healed, all the healings of the body won't do one ounce of good. Now, hands are clasped. That means to change them till you feel love sufficient. Sure do need him now.
Need him now. Sure do need him now. If you ever needed a Savior before, sure do need him now. Need him every day and every hour. If you ever needed a Savior before, sure do need him now. Well, you sure do need him now. Oh, sure do need him.
Yes.
If you ever needed a father before, sure do need him now. You sure do need him now. Sure do need him now. If you ever needed a Savior before, sure do need him now. Need him every day and every hour.
Our hands are clasped again. I'm waiting on hearing things that can be spoken publicly. I'll only speak things publicly. The nurses or the medical people will take them to you. Some things will not be spoken publicly because there's no embarrassment in the presence of God. Yes, yes. I'm beginning to hear revelation now. Just keep on singing.
Sure do need him now. Sure do need him now. If you ever needed a Savior before, sure do need him now. Need him every day and every hour.
Who is Catherine Sawyer here in Philadelphia? Catherine Sawyer. Who is this? Catherine Sawyer. Hands clasped. Did you have a doctor sometime tell you that there's something wrong with your stomach?
Yeah. Yes, they did.
Yes.
Yes.
Keep her hands clasped. A tumorous sort of thing.
Well, they said I had a fiber tumor.
Yes.
Yes.
See, I don't know you. You haven't talked to me tonight or told anyone here anything about your life. Is that correct?
That's right.
Keep our hands clasped. Keep our hands clasped, please. Wayne, who is Wayne?
My son. Yes, Lord.
And I've got to deal with something with a female problem. I've got to go right to another. Rochelle, that a daughter?
Yes, I have a daughter, Rochelle.
Yes. And you have lots of relatives. I could go on and on.
Yes.
Marilyn,
yes.
And Lewis.
Lewis. Oh, yes.
And Kenneth.
Kenneth, oh, yes.
Some condition, fibrillation, and a nervous problem.
Yes.
Nervous, affecting his nerves.
That's right.
Said God is...
Yes.
That's what you got to say. Oh, how can you hear without a preacher? How can you preach unless he's sent? And if he hadn't got the power to discern and to heal and to establish a church government to do miracles, then he's not sent.
Yes, Lord.
Keep our hands clasped.
Yes, Lord.
I want to reach out.
Yes, Lord.
I want to reach out to someone named Olive.
Yes, that's my older sister.
Yes.
That's
and that condition that... You've had also a condition that goes around into the nose.
She has asthma.
Mighty God.
Yes. That's fine.
But I'm going to tell you, right now, I'm going to take care of every one of those loved ones, and they'll speak. I'll heal the one of nerves, the nervous condition, the nervous disease that nobody could heal, Kenneth. I reached out to Wayne that would have been killed on Friday night. I'm reaching out to you. You go to the bathroom and you pass that growth, and it'll never, never, never come back again. Susie, something on York Street here in Philadelphia, it seems. Susie, who is this? Susie. Yes, if you ever needed him, I want to tell you, if ever any of you want to come, the offer's open. Say, I don't need to hear that. Yes, you will. Because the same God that spoke all those things, that woman going to cut that growth away that no man could cut away. They'll carry it right back in here. She'll carry it right back in here and be healed from it where doctors can't cut away. I have a spirit in me that can cut away. It can do a precision incision, and it can bring about anything but fail. Mighty God. You got a loved one that has a daughter, it seems like, a trouble with gastritis.
Yes.
Mighty God. You've not told me anything about your life. Again, I don't know you or anyone here. You haven't spoken to anyone about it. Is that correct?
No.
Mighty God. There was witchcraft and negative, because mind is what it is. Jesus said, let this mind be in you. Not the Bible. Said, let the mind be in you. Be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. Her husband, who they had lots of trouble, and that was brought about through some of the white magic, not black magic, because black magic is beautiful. I'm talking about black is beautiful, and we don't want to get caught up in their words, because they got a lot of words that they try to make us look down on ourselves. If you look down at the origins of witchcraft, it didn't start with no black people. All right. Here, her husband had trouble too with a stomach, with his stomach.
Yes.
He lost a lot of his stomach. Operations, different operations. He lost most of his stomach.
Her husband?
Keep her hands clasped. She separated from him, didn't she, back in 1970 the first?
Yes.
Hans Klass. The man would always drink and come home and wake her up and fuss at her.
Yes, she told me that.
Yes, yeah. But I don't know her. Now he... Well, I don't need to go into that. That's all right. I just want to help build some things in your life. But I got to do some work for you now because you have helped others. You've... keep our hands crossed. Does your children have one? Your children have four children?
Yes.
That's beautiful. You had three brothers and two sisters?
Yes.
Although one sister died.
Yes.
That was your baby sister?
Yes.
You were born and reared in Georgia?
Yes.
And by the way, never say raised. The white man got a thing down there for the South. He always tell us we raised. You raise hogs, we're reared. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking to her. I just thought of this. I just wanted to change a word that we would use, you know. She'd use that word. A lot of people would use that word. You understand what I'm saying? Always say, you're reared. You know how they used to tell us we got a little pride, bless our hearts. We need to get that all through us. We won't say we got an aunt, because we ain't come from no aunts. We got an aunt. White folk used to look at us and say, well, what are you talking about, your aunt? Well, we got an aunt, not an aunt. And we weren't raised, we were reared. Because you raise hogs and you raise dogs and you raise cows, but you don't raise us, honey. We rise up. Mighty God. Reach out in the name of Christ. Have you ever using Epso tabs for your vowels sometime
yes.
in your life?
Yes.
Mighty God, keep our hands clasped. Do you have a green leather coat someplace?
Yes.
I got two things I got to do for you. Because don't ever use Epsom salt. You hear me? Or Espo tabs. Hear me? How many hear me? You had difficulty in your bowels. And I've got to do something in there because now there's a coming together an adhesion that would have caused you to have an operation where they'd bring it out through your whole side. But it's not going to happen now. And this blue cloth, when I give you that, that's going to save you from a terrible tragedy. And the blue cloth, the smaller, for your daughter is going to save from that witchcraft that was done. And now I speak word and you're healed. I take it from your bowels. I move it by the power of the living Christ. I heal your daughter. I take that curse of witchcraft and send it back to the one that brought it. That's the cancer. There it is, out there, going around. She's thanking me. She's thanking the Christ in me. She thanked me. But it's the Christ in me. Let's take it away what the doctor could not take away. So let's clap and rejoice for her because it may be you someday. I saw the miracles last night as so precious as you gave. And I never will, when I preach the truth, I never will take an offering until I preach it. You never seen me do it in all the days of your life. When I get ready to give you the whole truth, I'll never take an offering, even though I don't get a dime. Because I think you need to know the truth. And we've got babies that we're adopting. Take a look at that woman carrying that cancer. The woman that's carrying the cancer that just was passed. Take a look at it. That same woman was a Catholic sister when I came to her. She was paralyzed on her side with a stroke. And when I came to her, she'd been healed ever since and travels all over the world. Been over to the Promised Land. Travels all over America, and she's way up there in her years. That's none of your business, because you're as old as you think you are. But I just wanted to point it out to you. She was paralyzed entirely by a stroke, and now she's carrying that cancer that woman just passed. And yet nobody on earth today but the Christ of the hundredfold that can take a cancer out like that. Praise it, God. Praise it, God. Now if we will give as we receive, there's only one offering, one chance. Not go home. Chris. Now, see the woman holding up the letter killeth. She gets a disability. You wouldn't believe how many $100 every month. But she's healed because I spoke the word to her. I want you to look. I want you to look because it can happen to you if you believe. But some of you are worried about the truth. It's bothering you so that you can't get your mind open to receive the healing now. Now try to show your faith. Show your faith by your works. We'll do for you. Pamela Jo Kelly. Who's got someone, loved one down here? Pamela Jo. Pamela Jo. Right down here, the second row. Keep her hands clasped. Don't have any, not giving anything, but you got your big heart giving all. You're prepared to give all. It doesn't matter whether you give. You won't be barred from healing by what you give, as long as you've given, if you've been blessed. You've not mentioned this person to anyone?
No.
I don't know anything about your loved ones. A niece, is it, or something? A loved one? Keep her hands clasped.
Little granddaughter.
Yeah, granddaughter. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about something else. I'll get right back to it. Just a minute. Keep her hands clasped. There's a reverend by the name of Jacob sometime that you've had contact with.
That was my former pastor before I come here.
I see. Hands clasped. I don't know him, but I know some of the effect on your body. Keep your hands clasped. Keep your hands clasped. Laurie. Who's Laurie?
That's me.
Keep her hands clasped. You used to take care of Garrett's sons or something?
Yes.
Keep her hands clasped. Mighty God.
Mighty God. Mighty God.
That's right. Mighty God.
Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God.
You've had every kind of person bombard you, all kinds of vibrations, but you came out of that mess.
Sure did.
Keep her hands clasped. Old James Rector.
Yes.
Yeah. Don over there in Phoenix.
Stewart.
Yeah, I know. Epley.
Yes.
Parrott in Miami, Florida.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, I want to tell you something in your mind. Keep her hands clasped. Keep her hands clasped. That means just keep feeling the love toward your neighbor like it was your own child, someone dear to you. You're a good person to think about other people. And
yes,
because you're thinking about other people, something's going to happen to you tonight.
Thank you.
Mighty God.
Mighty God.
In your heart of hearts, deep in your hearts, you are more than a pastor, you say. You are a living Christ.
Right.
That's your thought. You've got trouble in your back, and you've been having an oppressive heaviness in your chest.
That's right.
Lift up your mind. Lift up your mind. Bend your back. Move it back and forth. Now, I just broke loose a growth that was in the back. I just took out a clot in the heart. You've been saved from two things by the power of the living Christ. Because as you see me, I see in you. The things you visualize in me, I have reproduced in you.
What
as you think in your mind, so am I.
Father,
you better dance and shout with it, because the way you get a victory is to see God. Didn't see me that way. Who can know the thoughts of your mind? It said only the Word can know the thoughts of your mind. It said the Word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It discerns the thoughts. It knows the intents of the heart. It cuts away the bone from the marrow, and it quickens the body. Separates a soul from the spirit. If somebody knows your thoughts, friend,
oh, yes,
you better take into account that they're sent.
Oh, yes.
And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he's sent? Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, let your joy be
called.
S.A. Stevens. Who's S.A. Stevens? S.A. Stevens. Good God. Mighty God. Your daughter's been oppressed by someone that wanted to design something to get something away from her.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I know. Thank you, Christ. You've thought in your mind that the devil is destroying her mind.
Yes.
And her home and her little one.
Yes.
I want to go on down now to show you. I don't know a thing about you. You have relatives in Florida.
Yes.
You visited there, but you don't like Florida, I see in your mind.
No.
You have daughters in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
Jesus.
I want to go way back. Somebody calls you to have a phone bill way back in the month of, May 1972. You go back and you check. You'll remember a little bit about it. You had a phone bill of $521.62.
Yes.
You remember that big phone bill?
Yes.
Well, let's keep our hands up. Let's keep our hands up. Mighty God, I come against that condition.
Jesus.
I come against that condition that is oppressing that
mighty
young woman
God.
By the power and the... It's gone.
Thank
and
you.
I send it back to the woman that tried to destroy her home.
Thank
I send it back by the power.
Oh.